Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So, yesterday during the show, I got a text from a good friend of mine, Adam, who's a huge Knicks fan, and he gave me an idea for the Knicks head coach, and he goes, what about Steve Kerr? That Golden State Warriors run is almost over. And I was like, you know, I might bring that up. I said, I might bring it up. I have the text from yesterday morning, and I'm like, ah. So I look into it, and I looked at his contract situation, and he has one more year left on it. It's the 25-26 season, which coincides with Steph Curry's contract. So you would think if there was going to be a breakup or a retirement or something like that, they'd just do the one more year together. So I thought to myself, I was like, I can't see Steve Kerr thinking, hey, I'm at least going to be working with Steph until the end of the 26 season, then all of a sudden bailing on that to go and coach the Knicks. So I didn't bring it up because I was like, ah, I don't think that's a realistic possibility. Then I see our good buddy Evan in the afternoon. Tiki was off, so it was Evan, Sean, and Loogie. And they were talking about it, and Evan goes, he did this whole thing about trading for a Western Conference coach and who it could be, and then brings up Steve Kerr's name. And there is no doubt that I believe the fan base would be excited about that. Maybe it is interesting to him with the Warriors coming back to Earth and the run being over now for a couple of years. But I still, with the success that they had and core guys still there, mainly Steph Curry, I can't see Steve Kerr pulling the ripcord on that and coming to New York. However, and the reports have said it, that Jason Kidd is someone who I think would want to come here. So your thoughts on those two, Boomer?
Yeah, when I think of Steve Kerr, I think of Phil Jackson with Michael Jordan. That's what I think. And then I think Phil Jackson with Shaq and Kobe. You know, when you got the best player in a league or the best groups of players in a league, that's when you win championships because players ultimately are the ones that win. And the coach has got to just keep everybody in line and kind of manage all the egos and have their structure in place. I haven't watched Steve Kerr enough as a coach to know that, he coming here could handle this. I'm sure he could. I mean, but, you know, he's beloved out there in San Francisco. He's done nothing other than win with the best players.
Yeah, I mean, there is something to be said, though, about getting that group over the hump, both with Phil Jackson and Steve Kerr. Now,
yeah, but, I mean, come on, man. You look at the players that they had.
I mean,
I would say that I wanted, like, the thing that I loved about Tom Thibodeau here is that he got the most out of guys that weren't at the top of the league when it came to talent and, you know, expectations. You know, that he got the team back into the playoffs by playing a gritty brand of basketball, especially before everybody got hurt last year.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. And you remember when, like, Steve Kerr had back surgery and then Luke Walton came in and they won, like, you know, 100 games in a row, whatever it was. I understand the talent thing. But I don't think you could completely dismiss it because, you know, Phil Jackson did it in two different places. You know, the Bulls weren't winning championships until Phil Jackson got there. The Lakers weren't winning championships until Phil Jackson got there. Mark Jackson got the Warriors deep, but then Steve Kerr came in and got him over the top. So, yes, there's no doubt that it's easier with the great talent. But I do think that sometimes that coach could be the final 10% or 5% that puts a group over the top. So, I mean, and he's someone, he's got a hell of a lot of experience, right?
I don't know. I mean, you know, if your players can't be taught defense on pick and roll and they won't react to what you want them to do, you know, somebody like Steve Kerr going to come in and really push the defensive button, because that's been the bugaboo for this particular Knick team right here, simply because you have two highly skilled offensive players that tend to be 85% offense and 15% defense. So, I think that's a pipe dream. I could see it. Jason Kidd, that's another story. I think Jason Kidd and his relationship with Jalen Brunson is something that is positive. They both were point guards. They both see the game probably the same way. I would imagine that would be a good fit. But if you're Jason Kidd, why are you leaving Dallas now?
Because the number one overall pick. I could understand if they didn't get the number one overall pick, but and there's just so much turmoil there,
right,
with the
and
fan
there's
base,
a lot of controversy around that.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, maybe because I don't know. I can't come up with a great reason.
I would think Dallas is a great place to live.
Yeah,
it's they got a great fan base. Obviously, you saw their fan base reacting to the trade of Luka. Now you saw the fan base react to the luck of winning the NBA lottery. I don't know, unless he wants to come back to New York. You know, Jason played for both the Knicks and the Nets, coached the Nets, was one of the Nets' best players in their history. I would see that more than I would see Steve Kerr.
So Tim McMahon of ESPN said that Jason Kidd's ears would perk up if the Knicks pursued him.
Well, there you go, because maybe he would want to come back to New York.
Yeah.
You know, again, but I would just also caution any coach coming here that this is like a weird situation. It's a really strange group of people that, you know, that are kind of running this thing now. And they went right back to being even stranger than they were before with this firing. So I would also be very, very careful if I were one of those coaches. The other thing those coaches could do is they could actually use the Knicks as leverage right now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, that has happened so many times with free agents around here, whether it be with the Mets or the Yankees or whatever. I mean, there's no doubt about it. You can get a fresh new contract out of a team.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, he's still under contract, kid, and Kerr
is
still
Kerr too, yeah. So they could actually go to their teams and say, hey, you know, their agent's probably working the phone lines right now going, hey, look, Jason really likes it here in Dallas. He'd really like to stay and help build Cooper Flagg and rebuild his franchise. But, you know, the Knicks, you know, would like to have him. You know, could you imagine the Knicks raiding Dallas again?
Huh.
I mean, they went down there and Dallas got all ticked off with them going after Jalen Brunson.
Yeah, but this would be, but that was a free agent situation. This would have to be, you'd have to have Dallas agree to trade Jason Kidd. So
let Jason Kidd go and do what he wants to do.
They wouldn't let him out
but
of the contract.
But supposedly he and that GM are like in sync with each other, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it doesn't seem likely, but it definitely feels like that would be a good fit for them. I mean, the more I think about it, the more I just have no idea who's going to end up here coaching the team. I have no clue. I really don't. I mean, is there a favorite? There's no favorite.
Well, I mean, and again, it goes back to what I was saying about them basically putting everything on lockdown over there and probably scaring the living daylights out of anybody who's working in that building, not to say one word. And, you know, it comes back to Jim Dolan. Jim Dolan's the guy that's going to have to, you know, make this the ultimate decision. And quite frankly, I know that everybody was throwing Jeff Van Gundy's name out there and how much the fans would love that. I don't personally think Jim Dolan cares for Jeff Van Gundy, to be honest with you.
Really?
He walked out on him.
Yeah, I mean, that's a long time ago.
I don't care. I'm just telling you, I don't think that there's a lot of love there. I just, you know, it's interesting because the Rangers are bringing back one of their former head coaches as an assistant coach on Mike Sullivan's staff, David Quinn.
Yeah.
and David Quinn was here, you know, trying to develop all those young players and everything. Then he got fired, and you know, now he's back as an assistant coach as the Boston Mafia is being reunited to coach the Rangers this coming season. But I just don't see Jeff Van Gundy even on the radar of James Dolan. I just do not see that.
What do you make of this report out there that several Knicks players are frustrated with the presence of Rick Brunson?
Not surprised at
all.
On
the coaching staff.
Yeah, but who are the players? I mean, I'm assuming that Josh Hart and Mikal Bridges probably like Rick because they've been around Rick for a long time. But Rick is also a guy, because of his relationship with his son, that can be a little harder on the players.
Sure.
I mean, he's called out his own son. You could see it on the bench.
Yeah, I mean, and also he's been around these guys for a very long time too, the Villanova guys, so I'm sure he feels comfortable with them as well. But it says in the report here by Sam Amico, who's been covering the NBA for a while, he said what the issue is exactly has not been determined through sources. Those sources suggested that Rick had too big of a say in things, which of course is bolstered by the Dante DiVincenzo, this is what happens when they let you make the decisions thing on the foul line.
If he was talking to Rick Brunson.
He definitely was.
Could have been talking to Tom Thibodeau, because he also said, I can't finish. I can't finish.
Yeah, but at the same time, it was Rick Brunson and Dante DiVincenzo that were face-to-face and nose-to-nose after that game. So that's why I think he was yelling
at him. But also, Rick Brunson could have, went to defend Tom Thibodeau after that, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't know. I mean, like, that's the interpersonal relationships are what fascinates everybody, regardless of whether it's sports or just your everyday office politics. You know, everybody's going to work today, and there's probably somebody has a boss they don't like or a coworker they don't care for, they don't want to work with them. And that's why everybody is like so involved in this, because we all want to know where was the disconnect between a coach who brought back stability, defense, and professionalism, a guy who never took a technical foul, by the way, ever. Because that's how much he respected the officials. And some people get annoyed at that he wasn't screaming at the officials. And then when you ask the officials around the league, who's the one coach that they appreciate the most, they'll all tell you Tom Thibodeau.
Yeah. And also Ian Begley of SNY yesterday said that Knicks president Leon Rose made the decision after meeting with his top players. After meeting with the top players. Not just talking to Jalen Brunson, but meeting with top players.
Right, and I'm telling you also that Jim Dolan sat in on all of those player interviews.
Yeah, he was there, yeah. It was in that report, too. But,
So the top players are Brunson, Cat, Bridges, Hart.
And Ananobi.
Those are the five guys. Nobody else on that team. Because Deuce McBride and Mitchell Robinson were developed under Tom Thibodeau. They kept them. He played those guys. So only one of those five guys, or two of those five guys, or three of those five guys, or all five guys, said something that really got to Jim Dolan, and Jim Dolan fired him.
Could Jalen Brunson have put on an act there at the end of Game 6 and the whole, you're asking me this now about Tibbs?
And could have.
And he went in there and said, dude's got to go?
Well, unless somebody within the Knicks comes out and says something to quell the speculation, because that's what's been going on for the last 5 days.
Yeah. It's going to be a hell of a lot more of it. Let's go to Anthony in Bridgewater. What's going on, Anthony?
What's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Guys, don't you think this is crazy, though, that, like, you got to think they have the guy that they want? Like, you don't fire someone who has the Knicks trending the way they do and have just, like, a universal search and wonder if, like, Steve Kerr is available or if they can somehow get Spoelstra. Like, to me, it's too much of a gamble when you just had that success. Like, it has to be Leon Rose and Dolan have the guy, know the guy, and knew it before they even fired Thibodeau. Like, to me, this can't be a universal search like they were just, like, you know, a lottery team last year.
Yeah, but all right, so what guy makes the most sense in the scenario of, all right, we've got someone lined up, so we're going to go fire Tibbs? Is it Johnny Bryant? Because it doesn't sound like they want to bring in someone who is a first-time head coach.
Well, to me, he doesn't seem like the guy, because I think they need to have an experienced guy. I thought all along if they did something, it would be Malone, who has experience, who won the championship, who knows how to coach a star player, but he seems to be not on the radar. So to me, like, who's left? Steve Kerr's not leaving there to go here. I mean, you can say that maybe Curry's on the decline of his career, maybe, but I don't know. They were trending in the right way before in the playoffs. They could have probably...
Yeah, your phone's there crapping out. I mean, we said it when it first happened. They must know what they're going to do next, but it doesn't feel that way a couple days later.
No, because now the reports are coming out about the player meetings, Rick Brunson issues, Dolan and Leon Rose are in there talking to the players, and it sounds like one or two of the players must have said something that was going to, you know, maybe get under the skin of Jim Dolan that forced the issue here.
Yeah,
I mean, it's a weird thing, especially with Brunson's dad on the coaching staff.
Tracy in Atlantic Highlands on a Feel Good Friday. What's up, Tracy?
Hi, morning, guys.
Good morning.
I agree with that dude that just called. I think that, I mean, not like I know sports, but I know careers and staffing, and you don't just fire somebody who did a pretty good job, right? Without having somebody in your mind that's going to replace them and do a better job. So logically, there's somebody that they already had been sourcing.
I don't know, but Tracy, let me just bring you up to date on the Knicks. They do a lot of illogical things, and they have been doing it for, you know, 25 years. We finally had a stable situation, and all of a sudden they just pulled the rug right out from under it. So it doesn't make any sense to any of us.
But he did a really good job. Like, I mean, who's done a better job before him? I mean, wasn't it like crickets for like a decade?
Yeah, more than that.
Yeah,
a couple decades.
Right. So, like, hello? Like, who's done a better, like, let him finish out his contract?
Well, they actually gave him a 3-year contract extension. I don't know if you knew that. So, the good news for Tom Thibodeau is, you know, the bad news is he lost his job, but the good news is he gets $30 million guaranteed regardless.
I mean, you don't just leave. I mean, that's so much money. That's very upsetting.
Yes, it is very upsetting, Tracy. Tracy,
can I get some money?
Yeah. Tracy, hold on a second. Are you like morphing into a real sports fan?
I don't know. I put you guys on the TV, so I was like, I know it's like a little bit delayed, but Gio, I like your shirt today.
Oh, thank you. Yes. This is playing some golf later.
And I like that purple on you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much, Tracy. I appreciate
it. Yeah. So, you're also misspelling my name. It's an EY.
Oh, that's CBA. That's Stephen Waldron.
That's
very sloppy.
Not just very sloppy. Yeah, he doesn't really pay attention.
Yeah, he's not very good at what he does.
So I was calling because I was thinking about, I had a conversation with my friend Rich, and who is very, very superstitious. And I didn't know how you guys feel about like the superstitions that like a lot of guys who watch all these games are. I mean, it's like my husband watches the Mets and the Knicks from the kitchen TV only because he thinks that is going to affect the impact, the outcome of the game.
Yeah.
What do you guys think of?
Yeah, I mean,
I was, Tracy,
and they fixed your name just like that up there on CBS Sports Network. But I used to be that guy back in the day. I honestly used to blame myself for Mets losses. I used to go to so many games at Shea Stadium, and I had the same routine. I had like a rally towel in my pocket, the same hat, the same jersey, and if I left one of those things, I thought it was my fault. And then you grow up and you realize that you're a crazy person, and nothing that you do has an effect on the game. But I think the reason why we do this type of stuff with superstitions is we're so invested, we care so much about the outcomes, and we want to see winning so badly that we wish we could do something to help the cause, but we know that we can't. We can't go out there. You can go to a game and cheer, but that's about it. So your brain goes into, well, I was sitting over here when I won last time, so maybe I can help by sitting over here now. Doesn't make any sense. We're all nuts. We're all crazy. But that's where I think it comes from. But when you're a player who's actually in the game, I think it's not just a superstition. It's more a routine that makes you feel good about going out there and playing.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you'll hear about coaches and players driving the same way to a building, you know, to keep a winning streak going or keeping a hot bat going. They'll be superstitious that way. I mean, for me as a player, the way I got dressed was a little bit superstitious in the way that things were laid out. You don't even realize it when you're doing it. You just keep doing it the same way over and over and over. And I remember doing it in high school, in college, and in the pros the same way. I don't know why. I guess it was somewhat of a superstitious thing to have. But, yeah, players and coaches, yes, they are superstitious.
Yeah, and that I can understand.
The fan, too. I mean, like, to a certain extent.
Well, the fan, yeah, the fan's very superstitious. Yeah. But the outcome, what the fan does has no outcome on the game. I do think that the superstitions that the players and the coaches go through could factor into the outcome, because if that makes them comfortable and they play better, then there you go. Yeah. Now, Carlos Mendoza, I told him straight to his face that I thought he was nuts when I did that interview with him in the offseason, because we talked about superstitions. One of the audience members asked that, and he goes, yeah, he's like, yeah, I'm really superstitious. I'll take the same route to the game.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, that whole thing. So, I mean, God, I thought I called him nuts. Absolutely nuts. I wasn't listening to you. I got a text.
I know you weren't.
I got a text from somebody. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Did you say that just
did
before?
Did you get your fourth?
No, that's not what it was about.
Okay.
It was something at home, so I got distracted.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and that's what I was saying about players and coaches, you know, taking the same way to the stadium and things.
I'm sorry. You know, it's just it's hard for me
sometimes. You just don't listen to what I say. You don't hear what I'm saying.
You're right.
My lips are moving. You're not paying attention.
I got distracted.
You don't listen to me.
I got distracted. I'm admitting it.
Okay. Well, you'll do better next time.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
It's a feel-good Friday here on Boomer and Geo, brought to you by Surfside. Surfside iced tea and vodka sunshine in a can. Get to Jerry's update in just a second, but I want to go to Mike in Queens. We were talking about that scene at Jones Beach yesterday on Senior Cut Day where Nassau County police had to send a helicopter to disperse many kids, over 500 of them, and there was some brawling going on as well. Mike in Queens, what's going on, Mike?
What's going on, Gio, Boomer? Love you guys. Been listening forever. My daughter is 16. I live in Little Neck, and I'm on the Queens side, just before the Nassau border. So all the schools in Queens and all the five boroughs were off for the Muslim holiday yesterday.
Okay, so it wasn't a cut day thing.
I think Nassau and Suffolk, I'm not sure, but I think they may have been a cut date on those counties. But I know my daughter and her friends at that age, I know Boomer's been through it. I know you're going to get through it. Oh. But at 16 years old, they all they concerned about is when there's a good Sunday, they want to go get a tan. Mm. So while I listen to you guys while I drive her to the LIRR station here in Little Neck, which is, I think, Boomer, you know that stop well.
Yep.
And it was, you guys were talking about it while I was dropping her off. She was like, yeah, we were sitting on our towels, and then a couple of guys came over, and then a couple of more guys came over and, like, you know, wanted to take over our towels and started playing music, and then it got, like, weird. She was like, then a helicopter started coming over. I was like, yeah, and I said, the guys are talking about it right now. I mean, she's been listening to you guys with me in the car since she was, you know, whenever you, Boomer and Carton started. I mean, it's funny. Like, it's a connection. But, yeah, she said it was a wild scene. They started twerking.
Did she get worried about her safety?
I mean, she's, to be honest, she's a very mature 16-year-old. And I don't think she was worried, but they were like, what the F is going on here? That was it. I didn't. If she was worried about her safety, I would have heard about it last night. But it was interesting. But
yeah, I mean, the video is out there, Mike, and we appreciate you listening for so long, and your daughter as well. I mean, if anybody wants to go see it, it was viewed a ton of times. You could find it. This helicopter descending on Jones Beach, and these 500 kids scattering everywhere. It's wild, absolutely wild to see. So, yeah, hopefully it doesn't happen again today. Because I know there are some schools that are off, including Sayville School District is off today. So, yeah. All right, Jerry's back. He's got another update for us. What's going on, Jerry?
Well, we're brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Yankees Guardians last night at the stadium. Rubber game of this series. And we start with the Thrivol player of the game, brought to you by Thrivol Infusion. His name is one Cody Bellinger.
A 2-2 pitch with two outs. Hit hard. Right side finds the hole. Here comes Christian to third. Noel will throw to third. Judd slides in safely. Scoring is Grisham. Yankees have a 3-0 lead. RBI for Cody Bellinger, his third tonight.
Yeah, and that was a big part of this win. Could have given this to Max Fried as well, but went with Bellinger, who drove in three of the four runs. Our Yankees thriving player of the game, brought to you by Thrivol, New York's premier infusion and injection center. Saving lives drip by drip. Visit ThrivolInfusion.com. Here was Bellinger playing right field, really having a blast as the Yankees get to 38-23.
Good, yeah, really comfortable. It's a fun place to play. You know, the fans are right there, and you know, just, you know, making sure I'm getting ready and getting a good jump and just trying to read the ball as best I can.
You know where that ball didn't fall? Right next to him.
Yeah.
Brandon Nimmo. Made the play, yeah. There you go.
Did make the play. Here was Tim Hill. So this guy, so Fried goes six scoreless, seven strikeouts. Hill in the seventh gets out of a big jam. He is a man of few words. He was asked what was the key to escaping.
Just trying to leave the runners out there. That's it.
that was literally the answer. That was all. So he did a nice job, and the Yankees get the win.
Short and sweet. I like it.
Very short and sweet, as they shut out the Guardians after dropping the game the night before. As for Fried, how about this now? You talk about guys that get paid and don't produce for what they're being paid. Fried, we know, got a big contract from the Yankees, and we're still early, but 8-1, 1.78 ERA, and that includes the fact that he got lit up by the Dodgers. So that's pretty damn good with what he has done this season. He has been outstanding. Yankees home for the Red Sox tonight. Will Warren facing Walker Buehler on the Fan at 6:25. Meantime, in Los Angeles, you had the Mets and the Dodgers. Before we get to the game-winning hit, essentially, Gary and Keith not thrilled with the booth setup that SNY had.
Gary finally complained. I'm left-handed and Gary's right-handed. When I go to dinner, I always sit. If I was having dinner with Gary, I would sit on this side because we cross swords, elbow each other.
It's kind of a weird way to put it, isn't it?
Crossing swords. That's reserved for a different body part, not elbows. A sword crossing.
I think he realized it as Gary started laughing.
Yeah.
That having been said, if you move forward into the game, the Mets had a 5-3 lead in the eighth. Then it was tied with that, they tied it with that terrible play by Beatty throwing home. And then the former Met, Michael Conforto, came back to burn his old team.
And Michael lines one the other way for a base hit. Paez will come around to score the go-ahead run. Freeman goes to third. Michael Conforto comes through with his first hit in the series against his old team. And this one gives the Dodgers the lead in the bottom of the eighth, 6-5.
And 6-5 would be the final again. SNY, Gary Cohen with the call. Conforto with the base. It's been a tough go for him, but he comes through in that spot. And he came up right after the Mets had intentionally walked Freddie Freeman with the open base. He was on Spectrum Sportsnet Los Angeles. He says he knew Freeman was getting that pass and he needed to do something.
Yeah, I'm essentially on deck down there. You know, they're going to put Freddie on. So I'm just getting myself ready to see, Reed Garrett and just going over what he's got and where I want to see him. And I got the pitch that I wanted.
Yes, he did and did what he needed to do with it. And again, made possible because of that bad play that we discussed last hour by Brett Beatty on the ground ball. Will Smith scoring from third. It was Carlos Mendoza.
The play there is to give it up. Give it up, especially how far is he down the line, you know. And if he wants to stop, then we'll get on a rundown. Didn't complete the play there.
And so the Mets settle for a split of the four-game series when they very well could have and should have won at least three and potentially all four. They leave town 39-24, going to visit the red-hot Colorado Rockies, who are coming off a three-game sweep of the Marlins. Wow. On the road in Miami.
Did you see their social media? Because they were getting roasted. It was
the Marlins?
Yeah, it was like wins in May, Scottie Scheffler 3, Colorado Rockies 3. So when they won the 3 against the Marlins, they said, you know, wins in June, Scottie Scheffler 0, Rockies 3.
That's actually kind of funny. So this game will be in Colorado tonight. Do not expect Francisco Lindor to play again because of the broken pinky toe. I'm not going to go on the injured list, though. Kodai Senga will make the start on Mets Odyssey Radio at 8:40. By the way, speaking of baseball, so my son's freshman high school team had a game. We were way down in Berkeley or wherever that, Al Leiter Field again.
Hmm.
The umpire, who was the home plate umpire, had to leave the game because of heat stroke or he was overdone.
Did you take over?
No. Oh. The base umpire then ran the game. My point is, after he cooled off and put regular clothes on, he came to watch the game with me. And he comes, he's like, Gio, nice to meet you. I'm like, not Gio, but nice to meet you. He goes, but you? I'm like, I'm Jerry. He goes, oh, so why is Gio's kid out there? He thought it was Gio Recco.
Get out of here.
Swear to God.
Wow.
So, because he knew they had announcers and everything. He was very confused. But does watch and listen to the show every day, but had me and you confused for the same person, essentially.
Yeah.
Which was kind of funny.
I mean, he should know that I'd be nowhere near New Jersey on a Thursday.
That's probably true, too. But, you know, the fact that you had my son, which was kind of funny. NBA last night. Pacers beat the Thunder 111-110. Guess how they do it. Tyrese Halliburton, the go-ahead jumper with 0.3 left.
It's like game one all over again with the Knicks.
Very similar. They're down 15, 9.5 to go. They come back. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander with a one-point lead. Fought through some traffic, missed a step back jumper. Indiana doesn't call timeout. They go down the other way.
And that's why you got to love Rick Carlisle, right? Just
let him go.
Just guys, this is what happens. He misses that shot. Just go.
Didn't the Knicks did that too a couple of times in the last series as well.
But that's the way the Pacers have been playing all year long.
Yes, no question about it. Here was Halliburton on his game winner.
I'm obviously confident in my ability and feel like if I can get to that spot, I feel very comfortable in there. It's a shot I've worked on a million times, and I'll work on a million times more. We just have confidence in that shot.
And I don't know the Thunder. Was that Lou Dort defending? Because he didn't get in his ass like he said he was going to.
Yeah.
get in my ass.
Anyhow, game two will be tomorrow night. Halliburton finished with 14 points on 6 of 13 shooting. Also had 10 rebounds. You guys open with the Aaron Rodgers deal. He signs a one-year or agrees to a one-year contract with the Steelers, so we can get that rolling
so
now.
So let me ask you a question about that, Jerry. You know, you're a big football fan, as is Gio. How do you really think his heart is into it? What's your sense?
I do. Yeah, I don't think he wants to go out the way it ended last year.
What do you think?
Yes, he wouldn't be doing this. Yeah. He's got so many other interests, he wouldn't be doing it if his heart wasn't fully into it.
And enough money for the next three lives. I don't think.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope his heart is really into it, and because it's going to take a lot of quick rolling together with the group of guys he's going to be playing with for the first time.
Like him or not, watching that documentary and seeing how much he put into that rehab, trying to get back for the Jets, I think this guy wants to go out the right way. That doesn't mean a Super Bowl, but at least play better. And Colts quarterback Anthony Richardson, right shoulder joint injury, or aggravated it. They have no idea how much time he is going to miss, so that's not a good sign for them. And you've got game two, Oilers and Panthers tonight.
It's the
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Feel Good Friday on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. It is Boomer and Geo, a summer Friday as well. You know, Gina had some friends over yesterday for a book club thing.
And, well, that's nice.
Yeah, it was nice. You just would have thought that King Charles was coming over the house the way that she was cleaning and getting ready.
Well, I want to make sure that the house is presentable and sure they have a little wine with the readers.
Oh, yeah. So they were outside. But, you know, Summer is still so attached. She's 3 years old. She's still so attached to Gina. So my task was to
let them have their fun outside and keep the girls away from her.
Yeah.
I failed miserably. Absolute miserable.
And then all the other moms probably loved that Summer came out there and she was a part of the gang.
No, I think that, no.
No?
I think at least they might have, but I felt judged that I couldn't get the job done. It was sort of like when she had to go back out there, it was almost like, really? You couldn't keep her inside for 2 hours? And I mean, I tried, but they were outside on the patio area, and there's like these double doors that you can see through with glass. And Summer would just go there and stand at the doors in the window, bawling, crying. And then I'd pick her up. Come on, let's go over here. We'll put something on TV. No, Mommy! So then they're out there, like, talking and drinking rosé. And then Summer's just on the other side, banging on.
You're the one who needed some rosé.
I was like, I really. So then, of course, you know, Gina's like, okay. So she brings Summer out. And then Sabrina is now upset that Summer's allowed to go outside and she's not. So then she starts crying. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Man, you should have just taken him up to Carvel.
You know,
that's always a good thing to do. Go right up to Carvel. You got a nice one right up the street from where you live. Just go there.
I was going to take him out to dinner.
Go get a brown bonnet, whatever.
Yeah, I should have done that. You're right. I mean, you know what, though? But they ate so much junk earlier because I was trying to get them distracted. I was like, hey, take this, take that.
Children are the rats of society.
That's not nice, Al.
Jeez, Al, for crying out loud. Yeah, it was a rough one. But I felt majorly judged and a total failure. But, I mean, what are you supposed to do? I said, you can't do this. You can't be accessible like that, but yet not accessible. To a 3-year-old.
I mean, yeah, but it's up to you to get him out of the house.
I should have gotten him out of the house.
You got to get him out of the house.
Put him in the car seat, go on a drive.
But the problem was it was so close to bedtime.
Take him down to beach.
The beach with the helicopter.
No, yeah, it was so close to bedtime that I had to, like, getting him out of there. I don't know. I have to come up with a better plan next time.
That was a fail.
It was a fail. Hey, with what? Me. I'm the one admitting that I failed miserably. It was terrible. I just should have thrown him in the car, just driven around the block or something.
Yeah, you need to have a better plan of attack.
Yeah, I just taken him to swim, and then when they come from swim, you got to give them baths because they're disgusting in the water and the whole thing.
Right.
And then that happened, and I'm like, all right, then they're in their pajamas, and then I'm like, I didn't think to take them anywhere.
I once dated a swimmer.
You did?
Yeah.
Have you told me this before?
I don't know.
Huh. How long ago?
I was in college for about... I don't know, 6 weeks, I think.
Okay. This isn't your high school girlfriend that we had at Boomer and Geo Live.
No.
Different person.
No.
Okay. So what was it like dating a swimmer?
She smelled like chlorine.
Really? All the time?
All the time.
That's rough.
I couldn't take it.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
She's a lovely gal and great athlete. Just couldn't take the smell.
But I mean, even when she showered, it would still smell like chlorine all the
time? Yeah, I mean,
It just seeped into her pores.
Hardcore swimmer, yeah.
Yeah, so, man. You know, everybody's got their things that they can't deal with. Like me and public water that people get into is now one of my on the top of that list. And, like, the girls need to learn how to swim. And they do a great job at the YMCA. They do a great job. And they're doing awesome. But, you know, I take them there. And then when they come out, I cannot, like, I bring them home. And I scrub them as if they were rolling around crap.
You need to get yourself an above-ground pool and surround it by 8 foot of PVC fencing.
Yeah.
And then you fit right in.
Yeah, fit right in. Not in my neighborhood. There'd be a mutiny outside.
I mean, they would love a big white plastic shiny fence.
I mean, if I did that.
An above-ground pool, it'd be perfect.
If I did that, my front yard would look like the Columbia campus. There'd be so much protesting. I can't get away with that. Are you kidding me? The stuff that goes on?
Yeah.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.